Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden working closely to resettle Afghans across U.S. by John Binder on October 9, 2021. A non-governmental organization, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, as well as First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama, is working closely with President Joe Biden to resettle tens of thousands of Afghans across the United States. The NGO, called Welcome U.S., was launched by former Clinton, Bush, and Obama staffers, with the former presidents serving as honorary chairs and receiving backing from Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, which has ties to billionaire George Soros. Likewise, the NGO is working alongside multinational corporations like Airbnb, Walmart, Starbucks, Instacart, Facebook, Microsoft, and Chobani to provide newly arrived Afghans with financial assistance. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is also helping to funnel Afghans into American jobs. In an interview with National Public Radio, NPR, an official with Welcome U.S. states that the NGO is in close contact with former Delaware Governor Jack Markell, D., whom Biden has put in charge of facilitating the massive Afghan resettlement operation. "We're in touch with Governor Markell 5 times a day, Welcome U.S.'s John Bridgeland, who previously worked as a top aide for Bush, told NPR, "It's going to be really hard and it'll be uneven, but Markell is setting this up for a better chance of a response than we've had in the past." After Afghans arrive in the U.S. at either Dulles International Airport in Virginia or Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania, without having completed their immigration processing, they are brought to one of 8 U.S. military bases that have been transformed into refugee camps. Currently, about 53,000 Afghans are living temporarily on U.S. bases, and the Biden administration is planning to bring an additional 14,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement in the next week. The administration's goal is to resettle at least 95,000 Afghans across 46 states and in more than 200 American communities. Republicans in the House, Senate, and GOP governors are aiding with the Biden resettlement. 18 Republican governors have asked the Biden administration to resettle Afghans in their states, while 49 House and Senate Republicans voted with Democrats to approve $6.4 billion in American taxpayer money for newly arrived Afghans to secure welfare, cash assistance, and driver's licenses. Refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee, and within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly 1 million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.